بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم كن لوليك حجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا دليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها
طويلا. إن شاء الله we are going to go and continue our program and Quran competitions, givings, rewards and gifts. The program will be included in three sessions. At first, inshallah, we're going to invite Sayyid Abazar Wahiti for the recitation of the Holy Quran. At the second, we're going to play the statement of the Rahbar and our leader, Hazrat Ayatullah al-Uzma, Sayyid Ali Khamenei, in the Quran competitions, and his message to the Qurani seeking students and groups, inshallah. And after that, we're going to announce the winners. And we give them through the hands of our ulama. So I would like to invite Sayyid Abazar Wahidi to recite the Holy Quran for us. Please recite aloud salawat.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَنْ يُكَفِّرَ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيُدْخِلَكُمْ جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا نورهم
يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير يا أيها النبي جاهد الكفر والمنافقين واغلظ عليهم يا أيها النبي جاهد الكفر فار والمنافقين واغلظ عليهم ومأواهم جهنم ومأواهم جهنم وبئس المصير ضرب الله مثلا للذين كفروا امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين فخانتاهما فلم يغنيا عنهما من الله شيئا فخانتاهما فلم يغنيا عنهما من الله شيئا وقيل ادخلا النار مع الداخلين وقيل ادخلا النار مع الداخلين وضرب الله مثلا للذين آمنوا امرأة فرعون إذ قالت رب ببن لي عندك بيتا في الجنة إن قالت رب ابن لي عندك بيتا في الجنة ونجني من فرعون وعمله إن قالت رب ابن لي عندك بيتا في الجنة ونجني من فرعون وعمله ونجني من القوم الظالمين ومريم ابنة عمران ومريم ابنة عمران التي أحصنت فرجها فنفخنا فيه من روحنا وصدقت بكلمات ربي فنفخنا فيه من روحنا وصدقت بكلمات ربها وكتبه وكانت من القانتين الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقرأ اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم صدق الله العلي العظيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله الطاهرين الطيبين صلى على ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. I'm not sure if we can really talk much at this time of night. It's almost midnight and way past some of our bedtimes. And also speaking after the 15-minute talk that was presented here by Ayatollah Khamenei is, I don't know how much useful that's going to be. There was a lot that was said there, although, inshallah, I don't know where the subtitles were coming from. Inshallah, there's improvement there, because it really degraded the words of this spiritual leader that was speaking in very, very eloquent language. The subtitles did not even meet half of that, unfortunately. Inshallah, there's more and more improvement there. On the topic of encouragement, or a few words to say with regards to the recitation of the Holy Quran, one of the points that Ayatollah Khamenei mentioned in this talk, which is something that is based on a hadith. We have hadith that says the Shia have got to be known by the amount and the quality of the recitation of the Holy Quran. It's a hadith by Jabir al-Ju'fi from Imam al-Baqir, salamullah alayh. The Imam states in this hadith that in order to be referred to as a Shia, it is not sufficient just to have the mahabba of the Ahlul Bayt, the love of the Ahlul Bayt. This is not sufficient. There are certain other requirements in order for one to be considered the Shia of the Ahlul Bayt. There's a long list of what the Imam says. One of them is that they should be known for qira'atul Qur'an, the recitation of the Holy Qur'an. Another hadith says that the Qur'an is the ahd that you have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the covenant that you have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to look into this every day. And another hadith suggests that if one does not recite 50 verses a day, they're not even considered Shia. At the very least, 50 verses a day. All of this leads to what? To the concept of what Ayatollah Khamenei refers to as uns. Okay. In other words, this constant recitation and reference being made to the meanings of these verses, gradually, over time, provides this insight into the Holy Quran and gives this spiritual light that provides guidance with regards to daily activities, social, political activities, that is not possible without that strong bond with the Holy Quran. We've got to try to do that for ourselves, and especially for the children and for the youth. There was this one line, I'm not sure if it's a hadith, I didn't do any research on this, but when we were in Maryland, before I went to the Hawza, there was this line that we kind of, we were told it's a hadith, that, and the content of it is something that's definitely acceptable. من قرأ القرآن وهو شاب مؤمن اختلط القرآن بلحمه ودمه. Okay, it is hadith? Okay, alhamdulillah. I hadn't checked it myself, but I just remembered it right now. This is, alhamdulillah, one of the blessings. Some of the brothers there, before I went to the Hawza, they taught us this. Anyway, the meaning of it is this, that whoever, as a youth, that is a believer, recites the Holy Quran and continues on that, Quran is going to get mixed into his flesh and or her flesh and blood. Okay, becomes part of you. And that's, I mean, if one can acquire that, there's nothing more rewarding than that. So inshallah, we hope that the efforts of those who teach the Holy Quran continues, and more people add on to their ability to recite. As Ayatollah Khamenei again mentioned in this talk, That's the means through which we are gradually making our way to the meaning. Look, remember, the translation of the Holy Quran is good and necessary to read. But the translation of the Holy Quran is not the Holy Quran. It's the translation of the Holy Quran. That's the word of a man trying to interpret the word of God. Whatever tafsir you refer to, whatever translate, it's good. But the word of God, reading that itself is important. And translation is not the word of God. That's the translation of the word of God. Okay. So, perfecting that, helping yourself develop that ability to recite properly. It's not acceptable that non-Shias are more capable of reciting the Holy Quran with better pronunciation, with a more beautiful tone. The reciters known in the world are not Shia. That's not what the Ahlul Bayt have taught us. We have to focus on the Holy Quran, learn how to read it properly, perfect those skills, learn those who can to develop how to recite it beautifully. The tone, we have hadith that you should be reciting the Holy Quran in a beautiful tone. That itself is something that we have emphasized. It's not just something that, you know, we like to do. No, we've been told that this is good. It opens the heart, as again, Ayatollah Khamenei was making reference to this. It opens the heart and allows that verse to seep into the heart, okay, and penetrate the heart. So, inshallah, we should try ourselves to work on this, whoever has developed it, to try to teach others. If you know a teacher, if you know someone as skilled as, for example, Sayyid Wahidi here, that can provide instructions, help, how you can develop that, try to make use of all of that. Inshallah, we shall see year after year that the number of participants that can come and recite beautifully and with perfect pronunciation and have more and more memorization of the Holy Quran. If we can see that develop, inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the right of the Imam of our time that he helps our communities develop the Quran that is the greatest gift of God as revelation to mankind, for that to become part of each and every one of our hearts, and for it to become part of our communities, so that the conduct and the behavior of our communities and our community members becomes a Quranic conduct, inshallah. Recite a salawat.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think a lot has been said, and I would just mention a few points and add a few points to that. Emphasizing on what the leader has said, and we just heard, that recitation of the Holy Quran, which is very good, but it's a tariq, it's a muqaddimah, it's a prelude, it's not the goal. We learn to recite well, which we should, and it's appreciated. But it is a tariq, it's a muqaddima, it's a prelude towards the goal. That is not the end of it. That's not the goal. So we are not there yet. So the goal is to, like he says, we have our hearts, becoming raqiq and acceptive, accommodating towards Quran, and that's how we learn to be, familiar, to become familiar, ma'nus bil Quran, familiar with the Holy Quran. And when we become familiar, what happens is that our minds are and hearts get opened up for tadabbur, pondering, thinking. And when we think about that, the ma'arif, the high-level teachings and values of Quran, we will end up, inshallah, in believing bawar, believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala iman on him and his principles and the goal of life that he mentions to us in the Holy Quran, believing in that will make us steadfast on his principles and values, and that's how we will succeed and become victorious. So obviously Quran man ja'alahu amamahu qadahu ila al-jannah. Whoever puts the Quran ahead of him, it can also be recited ja'alahu imamahu, whoever makes the Quran his imam and leader, or amamahu, ahead of him, qadahu ila al-jannah. This Quran is going to lead him towards the paradise. وَمَنْ جَعَلَهُ خَلْفَهُ, whoever puts the Quran behind his back, سَاقَهُ إِلَى النَّارِ, is going to drag him to the fire. What does it mean, putting the Quran in front of us or putting the Quran on behind our backs? What it means is that putting the Quran ahead of us means that we do not dictate the Quran. We come to the Holy Quran with blank minds and allow the Holy Quran to define the policies of our life. Mawqif, the policy, the yarat, the khatte mashi, the course of action that we choose for our life, we let the Quran dictate that policy for us. إِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا. Isn't it right? The Holy Quran, our teacher was saying in the tafsir that insat, the word insat, which Allah is commanding us to do, insat towards the Quran, it includes the fact that we should not make our opinion already and then turn to the Holy Quran to seek justification for what I have already decided in my mind. This is part of the tafsir bil-ra'i, interpreting Quran with our own opinions, which is condemned, and it's not allowed in Islam to do that. So obviously, when we turn to the Holy Quran, we turn blank-minded, and we let Allah and His book define the policies and dictate the policies of life for us. So this is how we make Quran to be in front of us. Let the Quran lead the way. Instead of we putting the Quran behind our backs, that means I define my policy myself, and then try the Quran to obey me and my policy. If anybody tries to dictate the Holy Quran what the policy of life should be, because Islam is a comprehensive religion, we have policies for every matter of human life, defined political, social, personal, family matters, financial issues. Everything has been defined by the Holy Quran. There is no vacuum left. Isn't it right? So everything is already, if I don't know something, that's my personal ignorance. Isn't it right? So lots of people don't know about so many rulings of Islam, but that's their ignorance. They cannot say Islam doesn't has it. Islam has all the rulings for every matter of human life. So we cannot put the Quran behind our back and allow us to define policies and let the Quran obey. Quran is never going to obey us. The hadith says, زُجَّ فِي قَفَاهُ فَيَقْذِفَهُ فِي جَهَنَّمُ. Quran is going to hit this guy on his neck and throw him into the hell. This Quran is a living book of God. It's unlike any other book in the library. It's a living miracle of God. It's a reflection of Allah in the word form, like Amir Mumin alayhi salam says, تَجَلَّ لَهُمْ سُبْحَانَهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ. It's the tajalli and reflection of Allah in the form of in the book, in his book. So it's a reflection of God. It's nur. So it's a living book. And we must let the Quran be our leader and allow the Quran to dictate our policies. And we learn the recitations so that we can become open for uns and tadabbur and ittiba of Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the tawfiq to all of us to understand and practice the ma'arif of Quran and Ahlul Bayt. Thank you.
The first winner in the field of the qira'at and also memorization is our brother Hussein Ali Mansour's has got the score of 50 from 50 and 9 from 10 and the total 95 from 100. So I would like to invite him to come to the seneschal. The second winner is Brother Ali Ufi. He is, I guess, 11 years old. He is the second winner of the field of the Qiraat and also the Hafs, 40 from 50, 7 from them, the total 75 from 100. Salawat. The third winner, Brother Muhammad, ma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. We have put the red rose for the girls and the yellow ones for the boys. Brother Muhammad Ehsan Maliki, he is 9 years old. He's the third winner of the field of the Qiraat, 42 from 50, 6.5 from 10, the total 75 from 100. Please recite the salawat.
I would like to make this comment. It was interesting last night having that competition. The young brothers, at least some of them, if not all, recited better or at par with, some of them were better than the grown-ups, than the adults, and some of them were at par with many of the adults, and some of them better than some of the adults. So that was very impressive to see in these young brothers that participated. I don't know what happened on the sister's side, so I'm just commenting. There's definitely hope, and inshallah, give them a loud salawat.
Among the adults, the first winner of the Qiraat field, we have brother Ehsan Khademi, 49 from 50, 8 from 10, 89.5 from 100.
صل على محمد محمد.
Second place of the Qiraat field is brother Sajid Ali, 49 from 50, 7.5 from 10, the total of 86.5 from 100. On third of Qiraat, we have ties. We have brother Saeed Nuri, 48 from 50, 7 from 10, the total of 83. And brother Jihad Mansour, 48 from 50, 7 from 10, the total of 83. Salawat. The first place of the memorization, brother Shayan Hemani, 68.5 from 70 from the Hebs, 14 from 20 from Tajweed, and 5 from 10 from the Lahn. Also, he's the Thai with the, in the field of Tafsir, 10 from 20, 12 from 20, 22 from 40 of the interpretation of Tafsir. Please recite the salawat to invite. In the book of Quran, we have put a flyer, which is the path of the movement of the Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his journey. As we are in the month of Safar, inshallah, they can enjoy and use it. The second tie of the tafsir is 7 from his 7 from 20, 15 from 20, 22 from 40. In the tafsir is brother Mahdi Jafarian, inshallah, please move forward. Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Okay, we have sisters now. The chief commanders. They have been tested in the field of the memorization, we have three winners, and also in the tartil and qira'at. And we didn't have anyone in the tafsir, inshallah. We are encouraging for you to participate in the field of tafsir, inshallah, for the next year too. The first winner in the field of the memorization and tartil is Sister Zainab Husseini. We would like to invite her to the seneschal. I switch to the red rose now. She has won two field, tartil and hefs. The second place in the field of the memorization, Sister Fahime Burujerdi, inshallah, move forward. For the role model of the whole universe, Hazrat Zainab Salamu Alaiha, please recite the loud salawat. The second winner of the field of tartil and qira'at is Sister Yasin Maliki. Please move forward. The third place in the field of the memorization is Sister Zahra Hashemi. Please move forward. The second place of the field of qira'at is Sister Humaira Qalandari. Please move forward. I forgot to warn about the thorn in the roses, so be careful. I would like to invite the participant, Shayan Hemani. No, Brother Reza is 45 from 57 and half from 10. The total of 82.5 from 100 in the field of qira'at. Are you here? Inshallah, move forward. Is that here? Allahumma salli ala. Brother Hamed Musharraf, 44 from 50, 6.5 from 10. The total of 67.5 from 100. That was close. So inshallah, please recite the salawat and come forward, inshallah. I switch to the yellow rose again. I don't have the name of the sisters who participate in the Quran in the fourth place, fifth place. Inshallah, they can come and we have some valuable gifts. Inshallah, we can give it to them. No, I would like to give a gift to from the Qurani group to the sister Cardon, who was the judge of the sisters. Inshallah, please move forward. She's here. I would like to invite Brother Murtaza Khurasani is here. Brother Jawad, can you come forward, inshallah? We have some gifts. Oh, he's here. Please recite the salawat for himself. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. He's our CEO, chief manager. He helped us to put this together, inshallah, for his sake. And also, I realized that Brother Hussein, who is in charge as well, today his birthday. So please recite the salawat for him as well. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. We have some gifts for our ulama that we kept them awake through the midnight, 1 p.m. I'm going to give these gifts to them through the hands of Brother Murtaza Khurasani, inshallah. The first one is for Sayyid Abazar Wahid. Sayyid Elia, inshallah. Please say salam. Brother Sodagar, Sheikh Sodagar, inshallah, he said salawat for his cell. Helps. Jagwadi, forgive me, I have a red rose for you. Please recite a loud salawat for the children of the Rasulullah. We have the fourth gift, which for the brother who is not here, he helped us as a judge, Brother Muhammad Al-Asi. Please recite the salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Quran.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. اللهم نور قلوبنا بالقرآن. اللهم نور بيوتنا بالقرآن. اللهم زين أخلاقنا بالقرآن. اللهم فرج همومنا بالقرآن. اللهم اشف مرضانا بالقرآن. اللهم ارحم موتانا بالقرآن. اللهم اكرم شهداءنا بالقرآن. اللهم احفظ وأيد وانصر قائدنا بالقرآن. اللهم اجعل حياتنا حياة محمد وآله بالقرآن. واجعل مماتنا ممات محمد وآله بالقرآن. واحشرنا مع محمد وآله بالقرآن. اللهم عجل في فرج مولانا صاحب العصر والزمان بالقرآن. آمين يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. الفاتحة مع الصلوات.
I'd like to request all of the respectable brothers and sisters that the organizers of this conference, which is mashallah a Mubarak and Nurani gathering of our Mu'mineen and Mu'minat, and alhamdulillah lots and lots of uloom and knowledges regarding the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam's teachings have been discussed and mentioned. And this gathering, which is full of the barakat, has lots of efforts done behind the scenes by the entire team of MSA PSG. And definitely we must appreciate their efforts. So for the sake of all the team members, their staff members, their organizers, their volunteers, the cameramen and the sister who is working there, those brothers and sisters who have been working hard behind the scenes since months and months, and those who are working in the kitchen, in any form, those who contributed for this conference, for all of them, please recite three loud salawat.
Brother, mashallah, he is so humble, he didn't want to announce his own name. He is the first one in memorizing Quran. So inshallah, please loud salawat for Brother Hamid too. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad ajal faraj.
Two roses, alhamdulillah.
I would like to request Hujjatul Islam Sayyid Abazar to please take his red rose back, because if you remember, the yellow ones have been given to the men, and the red, you are the only man to receive it. And I think the hikmat behind that is you are the only person who participated with your wife. So you have to give the red rose to your wife. So we will... Ali Muhammad So now this gift is presented, mashallah. So please say aloud salawat for the brother.